24CYQ. Well, Sean may not have heard this, Walt, but you probably did, I think. Not to get into all sorts of weird stuff, but I got to tell Sean, I mean, he may not have heard it, I don't know. But when my wife was alive, we were working together in a trauma center hospital down in Tennessee, even though we were from here and moved down there. One day she calls me up, and we're working at the same trauma center hospital, and I worked in physical therapy. She was a nurse up on the cardiac floor, and she called me. She says, I don't have any money in the morning that day. She said, I don't have any money for lunch. I said, oh, man, I wish I would have checked with you, because she had money. I did all the money for groceries or gas or anything come out of my wallet. So whatever money she had was for shopping or lunch at work or whatever. So somehow she ended up with no money one day. She called me, and I ran up to the floor. And she was talking to one of her fellow nurses she worked with on the cardiac floor. And I got my dry humor from my dad's brothers, my uncles, and they were just kind of off the wall, kind of funny. So when I went over to give her some money, she was talking to one of the nurses in the hallway that I didn't know, and she didn't know me. I pulled my wallet open, pulled out a 20 or two, to a couple 20s or whatever, and I gave it to her. And as I gave it to her, I said, excuse me a minute. I gave her some money, and as I walked away, I says, boy, it's expensive to keep people quiet so your wife don't find out. And I walked away, and she told me, she says, what did you do that for later? She says, I had to explain to you, you are my husband. Over to you, Sean.